Today is Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2026. We thank you for joining us as we honor God as our creator, our provider, and our savior. Our minute with the master today is from John chapter 11, verse number 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." What in your life has been declared final? Perhaps there's a disrespectful adult child, a failed dream, disappointing news, or a door that has permanently closed. The world may label your situation as hopeless, but God is not bound by human conclusions. When Lazarus died, everyone believed the story had ended. 4 days had passed. The tomb was sealed. Mourners had accepted the loss. Even Martha believed that Jesus had arrived too late. Yet, what people called final was God setting the stage to work a miracle. Jesus stood before the grave and commanded Lazarus come forth. Death released its grip because the voice of Jesus is greater than every impossible circumstance. We often surrender to what appears permanent. We allow fear to rule us. We allow disappointment to stop us. And we allow delay to convince us that nothing more can be done and nothing can change. However, God specializes in stepping into situations that seem beyond our repair. He restores what we have lost. He revives what appears to be dead in our lives, and he opens doors that no person can shut. Do not measure God's ability by your present circumstances. What seems sealed to you is still accessible to him. Trust his timing, stand on his promises, and remember that his power has never been limited by what you consider impossible. When God speaks, every opposing verdict must bow to his final authority because he always gets the final word. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince. And good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. The family of Sister Johnny Mae Wilcox, Ricky's mother. The homegoing service for Sister Wilcox is being held on Saturday, July 18th, 2026, at 10 a.m. at Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, 4077 Prince Hall Boulevard, Orlando, Florida. We continue to pray for the family to be comforted and unified as they deal with their loss. Jerome H. We keep him lifted before God for a strong spirit, a healthy body, and for God's presence to remain evident in his life. Marcia, we pray for the Lord to clear her atmosphere of the enemy's influence and for the Spirit of God to rule her environment. We ask the Lord to renew her spirit and refresh her soul. Lottie Ote, she has gangrene in her foot. They removed the second toe and opened the foot to remove the infection. This morning, they are going to open her veins to get blood flowing to her foot. We pray for a successful procedure and for her to be healed. Minister Pratt's great-grandson, he was shot near his lung and seriously injured. We lift him for total healing and for the Lord to keep him close. Tura J. She was diagnosed with an intestinal infection and had to be hospitalized. We are praying that the treatment plan the doctors have started would clear up the infection and help the pain subside. We are also praying for wisdom and guidance for the medical team caring for her and for her to be totally healed. Parent-child relationships. We pray for parents and their teenage and adult children to grow closer together, for them to respect each other, listen to each other, and care for one another with love. We also ask God to heal broken relationships. Those who are being controlled by negative spirits, we call upon God to destroy the spirits of immorality, manipulation, laziness, and bad habits. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for the Lord to cover you as you go and come today and shower you with spiritual and material abundance, peaceful days, and restful nights. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you. You watched over us all night long. You kept us safe from danger seen and unseen. Being bright early this morning, God, you woke us up and allowed us to see a new day. And now here we are. Join us back together again in prayer. Here we are. We're calling on your name. Here we are. Your name is the only name that we know. Here we are. And God, I want to thank you for being in the midst of this call on this morning, believers. God is good. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let's rejoice today, believers, and let's be glad in it. This is the day. God is good. I get joy when I wake up and to see another day. Knowing that somebody is going to sleep away. But all thanks be to God today. He gave us another chance. God is good. Don't take nothing for granted. Thank God for everything. You're able to inhale and exhale. You thank God for everything. Just thank Him. Walk through your house on your job. Say, God, I thank you. Just tell them thank you. Didn't have to do it, God, but you did, God. Thank you. You kept our children safe. Thank you, God. Thank you. God is amazing. God is great. And God is greatly to be praised all the days of our life. We don't have to worry about nothing. All we have to do is pray and believe it, and we shall receive it. Through your procedure on today, you don't have to worry about anything. God is going to be there when you get there. God is good. you got to do is keep on saying, I believe it. Whatever you believe, it's going to come to pass. You just got to trust God. Don't worry about it. Just pray about it. You got to trust God. Despite of what it looked like or what it may seem, we got to trust God. Despite of the storm and the rain, the heartaches and the pains, despite of the bad news and the dilemma, we still, oh, bless your name, God. We still got to trust God. We got to set flesh aside. And we got to say, I still trust God. Despite of what it may look like, and it may look bad, you still got to trust God. You open one door, a door closed. You open another door, it closed. You still got to trust God. You pray, you fast every day. You still got to trust God. God knows what's best for us. He knows when to do it, how to do it. Bless your name, God. All we got to do is wait and observe. And I come to tell you as a living testimony, God is worth waiting on. You can't rush God. Because when he shows up, he going to show out. When he shows up, things got to change. Can't remain the same. They're going to change. All you got to do is trust God. And tell God, have your way in my life. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. God, I'm a bold believer. I trust God. God is amazing. And he's great. And he's greatly to be praised. And God, I pray for the bereavement families. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. With a smile on your face. Because I come to serve you notice. God is going to wipe. He's going to mend the broken heart. He's going to put you back together again. I've been there. I trust God. He's going to restore the joy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He'll do it. And God, I pray for every prayer request that was submitted before thee, O God. And then, God, I thank you for every word, God, you instilled in my mouth. God, I can't make it without you, God. I thank you. Don't know what to say, God. I thank you. God is good. And God in heaven, I thank you. Serve God for the rest of your life. Follow him. Do his works. Do his will. I come to tell you it pays off. And God, I thank you for everyone on this call on today. Today is a good day just to have a good day. To smile, to rejoice, and be glad in it. Today is a good day. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. Keep a smile on your face. That's very important. You can be going through the storm. You keep that smile on your face. They might not understand, but you already know. Love yourself. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. Let it go. Don't hold on to nothing. You give it to God. Take it to God in prayer. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept our continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher in you, O God. We're not going to look for glory under no praises because it all belongs to you, O God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do and I pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to keep his hand upon you and watch over you as you go out and come in today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.